In a few minutes, we'll talk about the Social Security benefit open to some people where either you sign up today or it's gone. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. In the aggregate, U.S. corporate profits that are in so far for the first 3 months of this year have not given investors much to celebrate. Oil and oil field services stocks not good. Banking had a bad quarter. Also, the tech sector. Results from big names such as Google, Alphabet, Apple, Microsoft have been disappointing. 3M is worried about demand for its office supplies. Pepsi is downbeat about slow growth in overseas markets. But then there's Facebook and now Amazon, which has released its largest first quarter profit ever. Its stock is up almost 12% in pre-market trading this morning. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is here.
Amazon is known for operating at a loss. Not so far this year. Amazon reported net income of $513 million in the first quarter, compared to a net loss of $57 million at this time last year. What's happened over the past year? Sales of Amazon hardware are picking up. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos says sales of Fire tablets have doubled over the past year, and he says Amazon can't keep up with demand for Echo. And Amazon's cloud business, Amazon Web Services, has been a real rainmaker. Its first quarter revenue was up 64% over this time last year. Right now, Amazon has a strong lead in the cloud business, but it's got lots of competitors.
Nancy, thank you. Puerto Rico is days away from defaulting on more than $400 million in debt. And the implications could be far-reaching. Marketplace's Andy Euler has been covering this story from Puerto Rico and beyond.
Puerto Rico's been talking about not being able to pay its debt for about a year. But this one's a little different because it would be defaulting on some bonds that are guaranteed by the territory's constitution. Ted Hampton is lead Puerto Rico analyst at Moody's Ratings Agency.
You know, the money is not in the bank, and it's come down to a choice between paying bondholders and keeping the government running.
The government's still running, officially. But Edwin Melendez, director of the Center for Puerto Rican Studies at Hunter College in New York, says everyday Puerto Ricans are already suffering.
The math is very simple. You have declining revenues, you have a fixed debt obligation, and so the only thing to do is to cut services.
And the government's already done that. It's closed more than 150 schools and limited hospital services.
We have to find a balance in terms of the impact of what's going on. But the point is, everybody's losing here.
Puerto Rico owes payments of $2 billion more on the 1st of July. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
After today, the federal government is pulling the plug on a clever, some say overly clever, move involving Social Security. The deadline is today and then no more on a maneuver that could mean tens of thousands more dollars for some people nearing retirement. People in their later 60s can still file but decide not to get their Social Security checks until they're 70. If you think you'll live that long, that means more money in your later years. Now, that option stays. But only through today, some spouses could start getting checks early, even though you suspended your checks. This little trick, perfectly legal until tonight, was popularized by Lawrence Kotlikoff, an economics professor at Boston University, who's one of the authors of a best-selling book about maximizing Social Security. He joins us from his office in Massachusetts.
You can go in, file for your retirement benefit, suspend its collection, and that's going to permit your wife or your husband, if they were 62 before January 2nd of this year, when they reach full retirement age, they can collect just a spousal benefit and let their own retirement benefit grow. And that can mean up to $60,000 for that spouse while your own benefit is suspended and still growing.
Now, what if one is divorced? The big deadline today doesn't quite apply.
Yeah, for the divorcees, the deadline of today does not apply. If they were 62 before January 2nd, when they reach full retirement age at 66, they can just go in and ask for a spousal benefit, just a spousal benefit, which will be half of their ex's full retirement benefit, no matter whether their ex is collecting or not. Then at 70, take their own retirement benefit. So for 64-year-olds who are married, for example, there's a big incentive to get divorced.
Wait, that's the move some people are thinking of? We'll get divorced and we'll be able to use that to increase our Social Security payments?
I imagine some people are thinking about doing that. I believe it's legal. That could mean for high income, high earner couples, that could mean $120,000 for the two of them combined.
You know, though, Larry, when we first talked a while back about this, when you talked in detail about the existence of this loophole. We had listeners writing in, a few of them, who thought I was reprehensible for putting you on the air, or you were reprehensible for sharing the existence of this legal maneuver. You think it was wrong to publicize it?
I don't think it's reprehensible for people to be uniformly treated under the law. I think if some people, and some people do know how to get the most benefits from the system, and these are benefits you paid for throughout your life in terms of FICA taxes, everybody should have the same opportunity to get what they paid for. I don't think that's reprehensible. I think the whole system is in major long-term fiscal jeopardy, and that we need to address that. I've got my ideas, and my co-authors have their different views, but I think you did the right thing putting me on the air.
Lawrence Kotlikoff is a professor of economics at Boston University. That second edition of the bestseller is called Get What's Yours, The Revised Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security. He co-authored that. It's coming out very soon. Larry, thank you.
Hey, my pleasure.
Again, you can still wait until you're 70 years old to collect Social Security, which means more money for you if you live long enough. Congress and the president are not making that illegal. Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer, Janet Wynn. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech, our sibling program. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.